Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music, interviews, and so much more. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Coming up, we got Beth Riley and our Beth's Blues Break. We'll take a stroll to the doo-wop corner. Drummer Jason Smay tells a funny Robert Plant story when he and the boys in the J.D. McPherson band were on tour with him several years ago. We'll also drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox. Plus, we got new tunes from Southern Culture on the Skids, Lucky 757, Dave Alvin, the Reeves Brothers, Fireball Steven, Karen Jonas, Mighty Joe Castro and the Gravamen, the Rhythm Slicks, Lacey and Malone, as well as Urban's Hotel and the Don Diego Trio in our instrumental breakdown. Let's start things off with a new single from the Delta Bombers, produced by Mark Neal. This is Save Me.
Hi, this is Andrew Himmler from the Delta Bombers, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you. trouble and your stride. Look into the face of the howling of the night, then you're gonna realize that it's a howler.
Down on the ground.
That's new from Southern Culture on the Skid, Cicada Rock 2020. Now, that particular cicada the band referred to is the 17-year kind. You'll have to wait 17 more years to see that particular brood flying about. The Rhythm Slicks in the mix as well. Time to cut to their Howlin' release. Time now for an instrumental breakdown. The Don Diego Trio from their In a Peculiar Way release and Fickle Chicken. Getting us started, latest from Urban's Hotel, from South Shore Luau, this is Moonlight Waves.
It's the Instrumental Breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Don Diego from the Don Diego Trio. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website, rockabillynblues.com, rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Lucky 757 have a brand new live album, Live at the Good Theater. That's in Norfolk, Virginia. Here's the tune that kicks off the album, Run With Me, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Let's do it. Y'all ready? Okay, then. So hey, little baby, won't you run with me? I said, hey, little baby, won't you run with me? There's a lot of things we can't do. There's a lot of places we can't see if you run with me.
Just give in this time. Well, I to the will of. Yeah, leave it to the moon above. Don't worry what tomorrow brings. Just listen to the bluebird sing. Take my heart and soul with me.
Fireball Steven, the tune Will of Love from the Thunder and Lightning release. Also in the mix from their new album, Come On Angels, Mighty Joe Castro and the Gravamen, and the tune Why Not Just Give In This Time. And speaking of time, time to take a break with Beth Riley. It's time for Beth's Blues Break.
On the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Blues Break. The song for this week was recorded at the legendary Chess Records Studio in Chicago, Illinois in 1971. It was written by Don Nix, who was a session musician, songwriter, record producer, and a key figure in the history of Stax Records and Memphis-style soul music. Let's take a break with the Texas Cannonball, Freddie King, and Going Down. This has been Best Blues Break on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Down, 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 down.
Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the latest from Karen Jonas, Pink Leather Boots, from her album The Southwest Sky and Other Dreams. We heard from Beth Riley in our Best Blues Break earlier, and she and I started a podcast this summer called Artist Spotlight Podcast Series. It's available wherever you find podcasts to listen to and follow. We do interviews with folks, as well as release some archive interviews we both had. You can hear her talking to people like Keb Moe, Phil Vassar, Kenny Neal, and others. And I had one with musician and actor John Schneider that's now been released. Now here's a snippet of one we did together with drummer Jason Smay from J.D. McPherson's band. Previously, he was with Little Straitjackets, The High Risers, and others. He told us a great story of when J.D. and the band were on tour with Robert Plant. Here's Jason Smay.
Dude, I'll never forget this. This was crazy. So we're at this really cool theater in Indianapolis. I forget the name of it, but we're on stage. And by now, you know, we'd done enough shows, so we knew, like, you know, his monitor guy was running our monitors for us. You know, he was, like, really cool. And I think we had to pay him, obviously, but he was really cool with us. And he was like, no, I love the band, you know, no problem. And he was great. I mean, like, just like, as you would expect, you know, he's working for Robert Plant. So, like, you know, monitors are, like, perfect every night.
Sure.
So we start to play, and my monitor is going completely bonkers. Like, all of a sudden, like, the vocals are blasting, and then my drums are blasting, which, so, like, in my monitor, just to clarify, I put JD's vocals, a little of the organ and piano, a little bit of Jimmy, and a little bit of Doug's saxophone. That's it. Like, four things, but it's so minor. It's like, you know, the most minimalistic mix you could ever get. And all of a sudden, like, there's everything is coming through my monitor. It's, like, going completely crazy. I'm, like, trying to get the monitor engineer's, like, attention, you know, and he just kind of looks over at me and kind of gives me like this, sorry, bro, I can't help you, you know, kind of look, you know? And I'm like, what the hell is going on, right? And as soon as we ended, he comes running over. And he's like, dude, let me explain. And I'm like, what's going on, man? I think there's a problem. He goes, no. Robert was back next to me behind the desk, and my monitor is linked to your monitor. But because you only have certain things in your monitor, you know, there's only certain things in my monitor. So Robert wanted to hear different guys at different points of the song. So he's just like blasting, you know, like Doug's baritone guitar solo in this one song. And then he'd turn it down, and then Ray's organ solo would get like off the charts loud. And then Jimmy's upright would be crazy in this one song because he was doing all this Willie Dixon stuff. He's like, but sorry, man, it's Robert Plant, you know? Deal with it. You know, they just kind of made a joke about it. And I was like, oh, it's totally fine, you know? It was so crazy that he was back there just like totally grooving to the band and like having a good old time. And oh, by the way, I want to hear this now.
That's a trip.
that's like my most funny Robert Plant story. He probably doesn't even know.
Hey, this is JD McPherson. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Everybody talking about the All-American.
Everybody, this is Dave Alvin, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Mobile blues today.
I know somebody must have told her that I trifled and I lied. That they saw me drunk in Mobile with some wired up chick from Jacksonville. And brother, did we look like we could fly? Well, I'm staggering to the Greyhound station, L.A. man, my destination. Put me on the dog, take me away. Yeah, Lord, I've got them Mobile blues today. Someone must have told her that I trifled and I lied. That they saw me drunk in Mobile with this wired up chick from Jacksonville. And brother, did we look like we could fly? Well, I'm staggering to the Greyhound station, L.A. man, my destination. Put me on that dog and take me away. Yeah, Lord, I've got them Mobile blues today. Lord, I've got them Mobile blues today.
That's Dave Alvin from a newly released collection called From an Old Guitar, Rare and Unreleased Recordings. It's his cover of Mobile Blues. J.D. McPherson and band before that, and everybody's talking about the All-American from his second release, Let the Good Times Roll. Hey, let's take a stroll now to the Doo-Wop Corner. Been a few weeks since we've been out here on the Doo-Wop Corner. Lots of great music to discover here always. We've got a track from 1960 on Atlantic Records. It's an artist that was previously in Bill Ward and the Dominoes, as well as the Drifters, Clyde McFadder, and the song Deep Sea Ball. Starting us off, a really fun track, a tribute to Linda Hayes and Tony Williams of the Platters on King Records from 1955, Oochie Patchy on the Rockabilly and Blues Doo-Wop Corner.
When the clock strikes one, we're gonna have some fun. When the clock strikes two, it's just me and you. At 3 o'clock, baby, we'll have a ball, rock and roll, and that ain't all we're gonna do. Just like heaven gone, ooh, ooh, oochie-patchie, ooh, ooh, oochie-patchie, ooh-wee, oochie-patchie all the time. Midnight, let you go. We're gonna ooh, ooh, oochie-patchie, ooh, ooh, oochie-patchie, ooh, wee, oochie-patchie all the time.
ocean at the catfish hall. All of the fishes had a deep sea fall. First came a whale dipping on her tail. Then came a tadpole along her trail. They were rocking. Ooh, they were rolling. They were rocking and rolling. Rocking at the deep sea fall. Then came the lobster. He was doing the pop. Then came the codfish doing the hop. Oh, Mrs. Octopus was doing the stroll. Mr. Salmon did the rock and roll. They were whaling. Ooh, they were sailing. They were whaling and sailing. Whaling at the deep sea ball. Old Davy Jones was leading the band. He had a pretty mermaid holding his hand. Then came the seahorse kicking up his heels. He got charged from the dread to kill. They were digging.
Source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, let's drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox. Here's a rocker from a band formed in 1977 by Tim Warman, a.k.a. Tim Polcat, and Martin Boz Bohr. Now, Boz would later become Morrissey's band leader. They first recorded this song in 1979, then did a new version of it in 1981 with Dave Edmunds producing. Here's Rockabilly Guy by the Polcats on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Hi, this is Tim Polcat, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with James Riley.
Yeah.
Well, going down the road looking mighty cool. I may act funny, but I ain't no fool. Rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-billy guy. I ain't never gonna change my style. Well, go to the royalty and rock around. When I start popping, I'll look around. Rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-billy guy. Rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-billy guy. Rock-a-billy guy. I ain't never gonna change my style.
Rockabilly guy, never gonna change my style. Well, I'm rockabilly.
rockabilly guy. Rockabilly guy. Never gonna change my style. It's haunting me that I can't quite forget. So I'm burning through the bourbon, but that ain't working on its own. I need a dollar for the jukebox to play some Haggard and Jones. So give me a straight up cheating song. And don't serve it on the rocks, because I lived there way too long. And don't water. Good times we once had. Those love songs always bring me down, and rock roll makes me hurt. But that steel guitar and your cheating heart, well, hell, that just might work. So give me a straight up cheating song. And don't serve it on the rocks, because I lived there way too long. Straight up shot of 100 proof honky tonk. Give me a straight up cheating song. And don't serve it on the rocks, because I lived there way too long. And don't water down the part about how that woman done me wrong. I need a straight up shot of 100 proof honky tonk. Shout out that heart of prison on the town.
That's right, honey.
I say a blue moon of Kentucky keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gonna left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gonna prove untrue. Well, it was on a moonlit night, stars shone bright. Whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gonna left me blue. It was on a moonlit night, stars shone bright. Whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gonna let me blue. Well, it was on a moonlit night, stars shone bright. Whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gonna leave me blue.
When I was a little bitty boy, sitting on my papa's knee, I still remember every word my papa said to me. Now, boy, if you ever meet a pretty woman walking down the street, you better stop real still, look both ways, listen. Oh, you get in trouble when you see her go strutting by, giving you that evil eye. And she got a kind of dreamy look, just enough to get you shook. Now, boy, don't you lose your head. You pay attention what your papa said. You better stop real still, look both ways, listen. Oh, you get in trouble. She walks, she'll drive you crazy with the way she talks, and you'll think you're gonna lose your mind, cause that pretty woman looks so fine. And the very first thing you know, you'll be telling her you love her, so you better stop real still.
From the 1966 Spin Out soundtrack, Elvis Presley, Stop, Look, and Listen. Before that, Lacey and Malone, which is Kyle Lacey and Warren Malone from a new project called Lunchbox Special. It's a cover of Blue Moon of Kentucky. Also in the mix, the latest from the Reeves Brothers from their album The Last Honky Tonk. It's 100 proof honky tonk. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music, interviews, special features, and a whole lot more. As always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.